You go.
World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, you know, I kind of like this new setup, this new studio that I'm in here for one more day. And I'm sitting back here looking into the camera and realizing this, I might be a little bit better if I'm a little farther away rather than up in your face like this all the time. We'll have to figure that one out. Maybe when I get back into our home studio, I won't be so much up in here yelling at y'all. I'm pumped up today because my wife in the door. Hey, honey, y'all see her? How could you not be happy when something like that? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. She brought me some coffee. Let's do an eight-hour show today because I got 8 hours worth of information for us to talk about.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle, they're all saying hi. She's telling me to calm down. Man, I just tell you something. We spoke about this before. This is going to be good, guys. Here at some point, we're going to get back to spiritual stuff. We've been doing so much political stuff. Been quite a while we've been on it. When I made the decision, I don't know what it was, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, to really, really come all out, to bite the bullet and come all out and support Trump, I really felt I'd heard from the Lord on that one. And I go on Facebook today, and I look on Facebook, it still grieves me. Those never Trumpers never give up. They never, ever give up. And I posted something yesterday on my Facebook page. I'm going to say it again because I mentioned it yesterday about the bravery of Mark Harrington at Created Equal and what Mark Harrington did over the last 3 months is just amazing. And it was through a conversation that Mark and I had about, I don't know, a month ago, 6 weeks ago. I told him, I said, Mark, listen, you got to come out, man. You got to come out of hiding. Western civilization's under attack. I know how important abortion is to you. You got to come out for Trump. There's just too much confusion. And so Mark did some soul searching and came out for Trump, publicly came out for Trump, and there came his friends. See, the Bible tells us the wounds of a friend are grievous. It's awful. I can take hearing from the homos and the whatever. I can take hearing from them buttholes. That doesn't bother me. When I get chastised by a friend, it's something about it, man. I've had people defriend me. Listen, don't feel sorry for me and don't send me an email say, that's all right, Coach Dave, hang in there. That's not why I tell you these stories. I tell you these stories to let you know that the spiritual battle is real. And that sometimes your enemies are your worst enemy. I don't care how many friends I lose. I'm not in this to make friends. If I was in this business, whatever this thing is, to make friends, I'd be doing motivational speaking. I would go in churches and blow smoke up people's hinds end and tell them how much Jesus loves them and all they got to do is hang in there. Well, that's what I want. I can do that. Anybody think I can't do that? Come on. What do you think coaching was? Blowing smoke up some kid's rear end, trying to make him think he's better than he is. That's all it is. What have our churches become? Motivational speaking. That's all it is. And when you leave, a lot of times I go out and speak, my wife will say to me, well, honey, how did you do, honey? How did you do? And I say, well, I don't know this, sweetheart. I don't know if they heard a daggone thing I said, but they felt it. They felt it. So I'd like to make people feel. And you know what? We were just talking a bit here before we went on the air. I get chastised every once in a while. Coach Dave, sometimes your language is so harsh. Well, watch somebody else. Watch somebody else. See, words, I know we are judged by words. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you hear what comes out of my heart. I think you do. I hope you do. And sometimes I say, damn, when I could have said, darn. But my heart's the same no matter which word I use. And the only reason I wouldn't say damn is because some of you would say, oh, he's so, oh, my. It's my heart. Hear my heart. Sometimes words come out that match. If I said to you, that guy is so stinking stupid, you would say, oh, he's passionate. But if I said that guy is so effing stupid, oh. No, I would never say effing because it ruins my witness. But I know all those words. I know them all. And if he's stinking stupid or effing stupid, it's the same heart. You understand? Understand that? So when you guys will say, Coach, I worry about your language. Don't worry about my language. Worry about my heart. What's coming out of your heart that's making you say that? Well, you know what's coming out of my heart? Frustration. Freaking frustrated, aren't you? But not anymore. Got my hat on. I've been down here doing some war down here in Florida, leaving tomorrow. And I was telling the guys in the queue that everywhere I went yesterday, I was singing a song. Jared, get ready. Get ready. Here's a song I was singing. I went out, people sitting around out around the pool. Some libs, I think, probably some libs sitting out around the pool.
Yeah. I'm gonna read something here. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Boy, that's hard. Harsh language.
Jesus. He's got a bad heart. Jesus got a bad heart. Somebody needs to help him there.
Yeah, Jesus spoke those words. I don't think he did it in all mushy washy tone.
Amen, Larry. Amen. And buddy, those words were meant to shock, weren't they, Larry? He knew exactly who he was speaking to. He knew exactly what he was saying, and he knew exactly the impact of those words. So sometimes, but hear me. Sometimes I hear words, use words that little sissy Christian men don't like, and little sissy Christian women who act like they're sissy men. Sometimes they don't like them. But sometimes I use those words because I'm after the heart of a strong Christian man. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Rich, you don't mind when I talk like that, do you, Rich? You don't mind when I do that?
Love it.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It's my heart. It's my heart. Man, it's my heart. Feel my heart, not what I say. So I'm down at the pool yesterday, and I'm singing this song. Ding dong, witch is dead. Witch, oh, witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, Hillary the witch is dead. Because that's the way I felt yesterday. That's the way I felt. Guys, do you know something? It hit me. It hit me. I watched Hillary yesterday give her farewell speech. And I two things came upon me. Number one, she is beguiling. There's a serpent in that woman's mouth. And she speaks beguiling words that hook what? Foolish women laden with lusts. If women could think with their minds rather than with their emotions, she wouldn't have had a chance. Wouldn't have a chance. As I said yesterday, 81% of Christians, evangelical Christians, voted for Trump. That means 1 in 5 voted for that serpent. That serpent. And I'll bet you, and most of them were silly women laden with lusts. Silly women who wanted to vote for a woman. It's time we had a woman. Or Donald Trump, he's so harsh. Silly Christian women. Hey, I don't care if it ticks you off. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Silly women and men who act like women voted for Hillary. Christians, evangelicals. Ding dong, the witch is dead. So I realized yesterday when she ended that speech, Huma came into that speech and they gave her a standing ovation. A freaking spy. A salty plant. They gave her a standing ovation like seals. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. You're silly women laden with lust. So not just women, but silly men who are afraid they can't take a straight talking guy like me. Don't miss tomorrow. We're going to show Ted Nugent. Yeah, Ted Nugent. Raw, baby, raw. But here's what hit me. It lifted off of me. When Hillary Clinton was done, it was a pretty good speech. I read a speech. When she was done, she walked off that stage. I turned to my buddy Tom, who was there, and said, hey, she's dead. It's the last time I'll ever have to listen to that bull crap out of her. Never again. She'll never have any influence in my life ever again. She'll never be on the national stage ever again. Neither her nor her AIDS ravaged husband, neither one of them will ever again have any influence in my life. And like, whoa, something went off of me. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Play that for me, Jared, just so I can relax here a little bit and bask in the glory. Is it okay if I do a touchdown dance? Is it okay if I spike the ball? Do you realize that after 25 years, she is gone? She is gone. Never again. Never again will that wicked, I don't care what they do with her, never again will that wicked witch have any impact at all in my life. I'm telling you, that makes me happy. Go ahead and play it, Jared.
Ding dong, the wicked witch, wicked witch, wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch in bed. Wake up, you creaky head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch in bed. You jump in bed, up and down, below, below, below your bow. Wake up and up and down, and ring the bell down. Ding dong, the merry o, ding it high, ding it low. Let them know the wicked witch in bed.
Do you get the significance of this? Do you guys understand this? She was banished to the ash heap of history. Never again. All we may see her, she may become an elder statesman and go sit on CNN's panels. She may be at the next election. She may be sitting there beside that fat Donna Brazile giving us her opinion. But she ain't meddling in my life. Not one more second, not one more instance. It's time. I just thank God for that, man. I just rejoice on that. And something lifted off of me. That strong spirit of lesbianism, there I said it, that strong spirit of Jezebel has lifted off of this nation due, dare I say it, to the prayers of the saints. I'm going to tell you this. Had good old white American men not shown up at the polls yesterday, that wicked witch would be still leading us down the yellow brick road. She got booted. She got booted. Your muskrat darkness, courage. And Eddie showed up. We showed up and we pushed back. And because we did war in the heavenlies and we did war on the ground, she is gone. And I want to comment on that. Anybody excited about that besides me? Am I the only guy feeling that way? Say, oh, coach, don't spike the football now. My coach, be humble. I'm being humble. I'm praising the Lord, man. I'm Thanks. Saying, yes, but look what our God did. Yeah.
Coach, I agree with you that it was to a large part the Christian male men that went out and voted that turned the tide. But if anyone, in my opinion, anyone thinks that they did not attempt to pull off the biggest act of voter fraud in the history of this country, I think you're delusional. I think it is imperative that even though we won, that we make sure that extensive investigations are done into every questionable elections office across this country to root that evilness out now before it becomes entrenched in future elections.
You know what? I had a guy tell me one time when I was going through my battle with the ACLU. Boy, I learned from this one. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, when they wounded me, they wounded me. I got to tell you, they wounded me. But you know what they failed to do? They didn't cut off my head. See, when David dropped Goliath, there's a premise in the middle of that. If you're going to shoot the king, you better kill him. And when David dropped that dude, he wasn't content just to let him lay in the ground. He went up and cut off his head so that he would never rise again. And it works on the other side. They wounded me. They wounded me. They didn't cut off my head. And I'm back with a vengeance. I'm back with a vengeance. You understand? So what Larry is saying is we got him wounded. We got to go. We ought to go on the offensive like we have never imagined. The first 100 days of the Trump administration ought to be a daggone finger right in their eye. Yeah, take this, yeah, and this. See, that wouldn't be very Christian, would it? Wouldn't be very Christian. Think of the legislation, the things that we could do in the next 100 days that would forever impact our children and grandchildren right now. But we don't want to go to war. We want to see them come to Jesus.
Here's an idea, Coach. We get all of our fellow guys, Operation Save America, Flip Benham, everybody we depend upon Washington, D.C., within 30 days of when he is sworn in, and we stand out there and tell the world to put a pro-life Supreme Court justice, because that vacancy.
We demand the end of abortion. We demand the end of abortion. And then, Sarge, our fallback position, our compromise position is a pro-life justice.
Yeah.
We demand the end of abortion. And our fallback position, our thesis, antithesis, is a pro-life justice.
And if we have anybody that's got any connection to Michael Savage, man, we could get a big audience fast.
We're going to get it, man. I got connections. But that's why I want some guys who are geared up and ready to go, who take this seriously. Because, guys, we're at war, and the enemy ain't going to like it. But I wish I could cuss. I wish I could cuss. Because, see, what's coming out of my heart, I want to express it in a way that a man gets it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Rich, you feel me, don't me, brother? Honey, do you feel me, Rich? You know what I'm thinking, don't you, Rich?
You know, Coach, what comes to my mind is we've been trying and trying to get people. I have just in my area. And and I think the principle is we're trying to get some people to storm the hill that can't stand the sight of blood. You can't. We get all these Christians that are worried about a word like damn.
Yeah.
Go with what we got.
Straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel, right? See, listen, the homos are taking over your kids, and you're worried that I use the F word or the S word or the poop word, the pussy word. You're worried. Do you understand? Do you guys understand this? The election almost swung because Donald Trump said pussy. Do you guys understand that? Tell me, give me a thumbs up. Say, yeah, I see that, Coach. I see that. He almost won. He almost lost the election because of a word he said. Okay, so let's not be ignorant of his devices. Let's understand what's going on around us. Let's understand, because our opportunity to make an impact is going to really, really go. Scott, Roger's called in here. I didn't give a call-in number today. I'm sorry. Roger, jump in here. You got to get up early, get on this queue. What's up, bud?
Yes, you've got to get up early. Real quick, this is the opportunity to start firmly telling people of God's wrath and the biblical position of how he destroyed his enemy many times. He said, go kill them all. Now, I'm not saying that in a literal sense, but in an intellectual, philosophical, and biblical conversation sense, the Bible clearly talks about, as you indicated with David and Goliath, perfect example, to cut off head and stand firm.
Roger, isn't it interesting that when David knocked Goliath down, he didn't kill him, he knocked him down with a stone. David didn't go up and give him the four spiritual laws and try to win Goliath to his way of thinking? He went up and chopped off his stinking head, by the way. He used Goliath's sword. He went up and chopped him off. Don't miss this. Ask ourselves this, Roger. What has the left been using to kill us? And it's been the judiciary. What do we have to do? We got to use the same sword. That's what David did. He took Goliath's sword and used it against him. Donald Trump ought to go in there and fire every federal prosecutor. And say, listen, we're going to put in pro-life prosecutors. We're going to put into place constitutional prosecutors. That right there would be like unbelievable if we just did that. We have going, because ultimately everything that's happened to us. Hang on, Larry. I heard you. Everything that's happened to us, every moral decision that's come our way, everyone has been through the judiciary. That's the sword. So we have got to go use that sword and attack the enemy the exact same way. Say, okay, gay marriage, well, boom, that judge is out of here. Let's get another one in here. And then let's rule again on that. That's what they have done to us. And there is, as somebody said, there's no rules in war. Love and war, there ain't no rules.
Hey, Coach, part of the problem is not only the church, but all of those who are standing outside in these schools and everywhere else, they're standing right in front of Goliath, but they can't see him at all.
They don't recognize him for what he is. You're right. You're absolutely right. We got to help him do that, see? Because I'm going to show you a video here in a second that is the fruit of the public schools. If we were to do a statistic, I didn't forget you, Larry, I promise. If we were to do a poll, what percentage do you suppose of children under the age of 25 voted for Hillary? Anybody will have a number on that? 85, 90% probably? And where are they learning that bilge? Your tax dollars and your government schools and those government universities. We send them to Caesar's school, and then we surprise they act like little Romans. Guys, we have got to call out these people on these hard issues. We've got to begin to do that. Go ahead, Larry. You've been waiting a while. Yeah, I'm sorry.
There is another tool other than the courts that I think they have used even more often than the courts, and that's called false Christianity. They have taken our Bible out of context
and used it against us.
Our Bible against us because we have a bunch of brain dead.
There you go, man.
Don't know the truth of the Bible.
That's one of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Make them live up to their own standards. Wait a minute, Coach. Why are you being so mean? You're supposed to love your enemies, Coach. And disarms me. And I say, yeah. Sometimes I'm called to kill them, though. I love them as I kill them. How about that? I love them enough to kill them. No. I love my children enough to kill them, to kill these other people. See, because these other people, if they have their way, they will kill my children. Now, wait a minute. Maybe not my children. Your children, or maybe my neighbor's children. And this, you may find this to be odd. I love my neighbor's children too. So therefore, this reprobate that you want me to love, I'm going to kill because he's going to protect your children. This makes perfect sense to me. It's perfect sense. Anybody would do that except Christians. I'll love them into the kingdom, Coach. Love, not hate. Love. Read the Bible. Read your Bible. Brian's on the line. Hey, Brian, welcome to the queue. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Coach?
Awesome, brother.
Hey, Coach. Good. Hey, Coach, I think what we need to have a massive intervention. I think we're inundated with what I call is crackhead Christianity. We have a bunch of Christians that just like to sit around and pontificate, try and out-spiritualize each other with their mumbo-jumbo. And then when you come along and say, hey, let's go down to the gates of hell, let's get some boots on the ground, nobody shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody all of a sudden remains silent. Everyone is just, it just seems like in the church, everyone's just sitting around looking for their next fix.
Because, you know, Brian, that's because the crack dealer's standing in the pulpit.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's just sitting around waiting to go to the next seminar, hear the next speaker, go to the next program, but they don't want to step up and do anything to, you know, they don't want to go into war. They don't want to take that hill.
That's right, man. Well, not me, baby. And I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm at war. Hey, I hope they get saved. I hope they get saved. But I'm bound and determined. I'm going to leave my grandchildren a better country than I got. I'm bound and determined to do that. And if it means that I'm going to have go toe to toe and neck to neck with some of my Christian brothers, I'm going to do it. You guys all with me on this? It's not a popularity contest. I'm not here I'm looking for soldiers, not friends. I got plenty of friends. I'm looking for soldiers. That's what makes us dangerous, by the way. That's why they hate us so much. That's why pastors are telling that's why I know this. Men have gone to their pastors. A pastor, Coach Dave's having this boot camp out in Ohio, and I'm thinking about going. What do you think, Pastor? Can I go, Pastor? And the pastor said, oh, no, that man will get you in trouble. No. You stay right here, brother. You stay right here, and we'll pray. We'll win souls here, brother. Don't get caught up with that. You know that bull crap's going on, don't you? Somebody give me a thumbs up. You know that bull crap's going on. They're crack dealers. The guys standing in the pulpit are crack dealers. They're injecting this crap in people, and then they just go lay. Ah. And they wake up, and they come back the next week, and they get another fix. Ah. Way in this message. Coach, you know who the number is? Go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
Thing is, the spirit is alive, and something is continuing to go on here that nobody really pays attention to. God is fed up with the pastors and the way they are. And I'm sorry, don't defend them, because if they're not standing with the truth, they're going to fall. Because this is a time in which all revelation of corruption is going on, and we're going to see more and more of it. And you're going to see it in the church, because what happens? It always starts in the church first. You've got to clean the house so that we can have a livable foundation. And that's what's going on. You're going to see it. There are going to be some very familiar faces that are going to fall, and fall big time, because it's that time of revelation.
I'm with you, man. I'm with it. Listen, here's what I want you to do. I want us to, they're the problem. We have a horrible, horrible leadership problem. I'm going to turn to a scripture. I'm trying to find it. I think it's in 2 Timothy. let's see if this is it. Of course, that doesn't help me. Cry loud, spare not. Oh, I know you said 1 Samuel yesterday. I know that, Jared. I'm changing. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. This is good, isn't it, boys? Huh? This is good. You feeling like a man this morning, Dylan? You feeling, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, Coach, I can't echo the sentiment any more than what you said earlier about feeling like there's a weight off your shoulders. I feel like something spiritual came off me in the past 3 days.
Do you know why? We do not, guys, listen to me. We don't have any idea what the Lord just helped us avert. We don't have any idea.
Amen.
We don't have any idea. And about a year from now, we would have known when it had fallen down on us. And we would look to the fact that Hillary Clinton appointed 3 judges that were going to be on the Supreme Court for the next 40 years, and which would have taken us 100 years into the future in regards to depravity. That's what we averted. The Lord in his grace and his mercy, he lifted that thing up off of us. Oh, boy. Oh, I charge thee, therefore, I'm in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Somebody else, while he's doing that, Google for me. Cry loud, spare not, lift your voice like a trumpet. That's I know where they are. That's Isaiah. We'll get there. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. Hey, stop right there. He ain't coming back to love on everybody. He ain't coming back to love everybody. What's he doing? He's going to judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. Woo! I'm going to be the quick. I ain't going to be the dead. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Hey, it's going to be long suffering. It's going to be long suffering. For the time has come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they go to pastors, asking the pastor to tickle their ears. See, these pastors aren't going out and snatching them. They are going to these ear ticklers. They are doing it on purpose. The pastor is preaching what the people want to hear. The pastors prophesy lies, and the people like it that way. It says in Jeremiah, I think. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Give me a thumbs up there, Rich. Huh? They've turned their ears away from the truth. And what are they doing? Well, they've been turned into fables, make-believe stories. But you watch yourself in all things, endure afflictions. What? Well, I'm just serving the Lord. Well, good. You're going to endure afflictions. How do I know? Because it says right here, do the work of an evangelist. If you do the works of an evangelist, you're going to endure affliction. And by the way, that's how you're going to make full proof of your ministry, just reading the word. Paul says this, I'm now ready to be offered. What? What does that mean? He says he's not ready to take an offering. I'm about ready to be offered. Why? Because the time of my departure is here. At hand, that means imminent, could come at any time. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've protected the faith. Huh? Wow. Cry aloud, spare not. Let's go there, Jay. Or that's Isaiah 56, I want to say. I'm preaching better than you guys are amening. I'm looking. I think it's 56. 58, Jared. 58. I knew someone in that old dusty Bible. Roger just texted me and said, I got my thumb in the air. Cry loud. Spare not. Isn't that amazing? Spare. Spare. It's like that same word, isn't it? Spare the rod, spoil the child. It says, cry loud, don't hold nothing back. That's a gospel according to I say it. But Dylan, I think that's pretty good. Say it really loud and don't hold nothing back. Why? Lift your voice. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch, that wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Show my people their transgressions. You voted for that witch? Are you telling me you voted for her? I went after a guy yesterday on the internet. Yet they, yeah, and the house of Jacob their sins. That's all I know. That's all I wanted to share with you today. Cry loud, spare not, lift your voice like a trumpet. Huh? Cool stuff. Okay. Anybody got anything for us? Kind of shift gears here a little bit?
I mean, Coach, I've been saying similar things. Just, you know, people ask me why I'm so outspoken on Facebook, and a lot of times I say, you know, it's not for the people that I'm engaging with. It's for the people who see it from a distance, who would never comment, but who might have similar views to me. But if all they ever see in their social media or in the, you know, in their spheres of influence are people who disagree with them or feel differently, then their minds might be changed. I mean, that's why I've been shouting so loud, is because I do it for the people not involved in the conversation.
Amen. Hey, Dylan, that's exactly it. You're spreading seeds and you don't even know where those things are landing, man. That's what you don't know. It says cast your bread on the water. And you don't know when it's going to show back up. It's going to show back up. That's what we got to do. Play this video, Jared. The title of it is Butt Hurt Crying. I'm going to show you the fruit. I'm showing you the fruit of our government schools. Huh? I'm going to show you. Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm not sure. There might be a harsh word in here.
Is this a bunch of tolerant people you're about to show?
Yeah, I'll show you some tolerant people. That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. Now, I've lost all of you here. Where am I? There you are. Okay, Jared, go ahead and play this. Somebody put this together. Oh, I know who put it away. InfoWars. Did you know that? Did you know that Alex Jones is now the number one watched journalist in America? In the world. Did you know that? Alex Jones now has more viewers than ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them. More people watch Alex Jones. And I can tell you, 10 years ago, he was a conspiracy theorist and nobody watched him. I wonder how many churches he'll get invited to speak. Very many. You think there's George, can he come out and get in that church out there, yours? You think they'll let Alex Jones in there?
Not a chance.
No, they ain't going to do that. No. They're not going to do that. Jared's getting it all queued up there for us.
Internet's not working here.
Oh, yeah? Let's give him a minute. Otherwise, we'll come back to Van Jones if that's the one that'll play. I appreciate all your hard work, Jared. I throw Jared a lot of curveballs, and he stays on top of it pretty daggone good. Did I give you the link, Jared?
Yeah, I've got it.
It's okay, not you got the link. It isn't loading up. Okay, so it's not on our end. But Van Jones will load. Do you want to go ahead and play him, Jared? Has it loaded?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, now listen. Let me set up Van Jones here, because guys, we got to see this. The enemy is already fighting back. And look at this. Can you see on your screen right now? Mine says, Emotional Van Jones gives defense, or emotional Van Jones. And I want you to watch the seed of the serpent go after, he's going to beguile silly women late.
Now floating.
Let's go and play that real quick.
And which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president. Because a vision softly creeping.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country. It's real.
Joke. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm literally about to fucking kill myself, and I'm not kidding. You better fucking fix this shit right now. I literally am gonna die. I need an ambulance. I can't believe
that in her lifetime she deserves to be the first female president. And that's what makes me so sad. And President Obama, Mr. Obama, I want to say thank you for everything you've done in this past.
If you're not fucking pissed right now, what is wrong with you? What is fucking wrong with you if you're not pissed right now?
Left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
You make me laugh. God bless you.
Not my president!
I'm triggered.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare. It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. You tell your kids, don't be a bigot. You tell your kids, do your homework and be prepared. And then you have this outcome, and you have people putting children to bed tonight, and they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country? I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight. This was many things. This was a rebellion against the elites. True, it was a complete reinvention of politics and polls, it's true. But it was also something else. We've talked about race. I mean, we've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income, we've talked about class, we've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight to come out and reassure people that he is going to be the president of all the people who he insulted and offended and brushed aside. Yeah, when you say, you know, you want to take your country back, you got a lot of people who feel that we're not represented well either. But we don't want to feel that someone has been elected by throwing away some of us to appeal more deeply to others. So this is a deeply painful moment tonight. I know it's not just about race. There's more going on than that. But race is here, too. We got to talk about
you want to show, like Trump's first 100 days. If you click on that, yeah, there. I mean, so you can go, wherever you want now and share that way.
Can you guys see that? It is cool. Okay, here's Trump's first 100 days. I'm just going to scroll down here a little. Isn't it amazing Mitch McConnell's back on? Hey, Paul Ryan, they're all back on his side now. Let's talk unity, blah, 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 blah. I hope he's got more sense than that. I hope that he can recognize a snake when he sees one. Are you all guys all seeing the screen like me? Yes or no? Somebody say I'm yes. Back.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, here we go. Here's Trump's first 100 days. I'm down at the bottom. It says, therefore, on the first day of my term in office, my administration will immediately pursue the following six measures to clean up corruption. Number one, I'm going to propose a constitutional amendment to limit term limits on all members. That'll be a fight, but at least he's going to do it. Two, second, put a hiring freeze on all federal employees to reduce federal workforce. Wow. Three, a requirement that all new federal regulations to existing regulations must be eliminated. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Fourth, a five-year ban on White House. John, five-year ban on White House and congressional offices officials becoming lobbyists. Fifth, a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of foreign governments. That ought to be a law already. Six, a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money on elections. And on the same day, I will take the following seven actions to protect the American citizens. First, I will announce my intentions to renegotiate NAFTA or withdrawal from it. Two, I will announce our withdrawal from the TPP. Third, I will direct my Secretary of Treasury to label China a currency manipulator. Fourth, I will direct the Secretary of Commerce and the U.S. Trade Representatives to identify all foreign trading abuses that unfairly impact American workers and direct them to use every tool under the American international law to end those abuses. Fifth, I will lift the restriction on the production of $50 trillion worth of job-producing American energy reserves, including shale, oil, natural gas, and clean oil. Sixth, I will lift the Obamacare roadblocks and allow vital energy infrastructure projects like the Keystone Pipeline to move forward. Seventh, I will cancel billions of payments to infrastructure. And additionally, on the first day, I'm going to take these five steps. First, I'm going to cancel every unconstitutional executive action memorandum and order issued by the Muslim in chief. Second, I'm going to begin the process of selecting a replacement for Justice Scalia from of the 20 judges I put on that list. Third, I'm going to cancel all federal funding to sanctuary cities. Fourth, I'm going to begin removing the more than 2 million criminal illegal immigrants from the country. Fifth, I'm going to suspend immigration from terror-prone regions where vetting cannot safely occur. All vetting of people coming into our country will be considered extreme. And next, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work on a middle tax tax relief and simplification act. Then I'm going to do two. I'm going to end the offshoring act, establishing tariffs to discourage companies from laying off their workers in order to relocate to other countries. Three, American Energy and Infrastructure Act. I'm going to leverage public-private partnerships and private investment through tax incentives to spur $1 trillion in infrastructure investment over 10 years. It's revenue. School Choice and Educational Opportunities Act redirects educational dollars to parents the right to send their children to wherever the hell they want to send them. Five, repeal and replace Obamacare. Six, the Affordable Child Care and Elderly Care Act. Seven, end illegal immigration act. Fully funds the construction of a wall on the southern border. Eight, restore Community Safety Act, which will reduce surging crime, drugs, and violence. Nine, restore National Security Act, rebuild our ministry. Ten, clean up corruption in Washington Act, enact new ethic reforms to drain the swamp and reduce corrupting influence of special interest groups. Now, he don't get it all. I got this crazy screen in front of me now, Dylan. You tell me I just got to hit everything and that'll disappear. But I don't feel real confident about that.
You can just what go over and, at the top. Let me do it here again.
So I got rid of that. Okay, what do you think about what do you think about what the Trumpster just said there?
Hey, Coach, I want and Kevin, now's the time to introduce the dialectic, because what you've got here is you've got some solid facts that need to be done. What you're going to have is an emotional response, which we're already getting.
Get Van Jones up there if you can, Jared. Get Van Jones up there. Keep going, Jared, or JR.
We're already setting the limit. So we're going to have the facts. We're going to have an emotional response. And here's the key. Here's what they're looking for. Compromise. They use other words to say that, like working together, but compromise. So you have some, what you just stated are incredibly good things to do, but you're going to have that immediate emotional response. They're going to appeal to the emotions, and then we're going to have compromise, and then we're going to be right back to where we started.
That's right. Unless, JR, we become the water under the boat. We got to become the water under the boat and say, no, 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 this is what you said you're going to do, and we're going to hold you to it, right? This is what you said you're going to do. We got to become more active. Okay, so here's the first barrage and what JR was talking about. Listen to Van Jones. Here he comes. Thesis, antithesis, emotions from this communist thug dressed in a pretty suit. Play that, Jared. Van Jones.
I'm hearing about a nightmare. It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. You tell your kids, don't be a bigot. You tell your kids, do your homework and be prepared. And then you have
a black community that don't.
People putting children to bed tonight, and they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country?
Liar!
I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight. This was many things. This was a rebellion against the elites. True, it was a complete reinvention of politics and polls. It's true. But it was also something else. We've talked about race. I mean, we've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income. We've talked about class. We've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash.
Pause that, Jared.
This was a white lash.
Can somebody explain to me why it's not okay for a white man to vote for his own self-interest? Can somebody explain to me why that's not okay? That a black man can vote for his self-interest, but a white man can't vote for his own self-interest? White guys, we're not allowed to vote what's best for us. You get what's going on here? Keep going, Jared.
Against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight.
Oh, yeah,
he
does.
Come out and reassure people that he is going to be the president of all the people who he insulted and offended and brushed aside. Yes, when you say, you know, you want to take your country back, you got a lot of people who feel that we're not represented well either.
Time out, Jared.
But we,
what the hell did we just go through for 8 years? Huh? They came and stole our damn country. By the way, we won. We won. Go ahead, Jared.
We don't want to feel that someone has been elected by throwing away some of us to appeal more deeply to others. So this is a deeply painful moment tonight. I know it's not just about race. There's more going on than that. But race is here, too. We got to talk about
serpent. He's a serpent. He's a serpent. You see what they're doing? Hey, they can do whatever they want to do. They can be homos, and they can crawl in bed naked men with men, and we got to accept that. Here you go. The voices we want to stand up and say, no, no. In fact, we won their election. Hell no. Oh, we have to, come on now. Oh, you have to help us feel like we're part of it. And you can see those silly women. Oh, yes, we're being so mean. Damn it, it's a war, and we just won.
But don't you understand that those talking heads that are on those, some of those programs are all going to fall to the wayside. God's tired of all this crap.
Amen.
And so you're going to see some of this stuff falling to the wayside, because where's their audience? Look how many people go to InfoWars compared to CNN or any of those, the Clinton network, All that stuff is going to fall by the wayside. I'm sorry. The spirit is alive and well, and things are happening, and they will continue going.
But
we continue to do what we're supposed to do. Encourage people to carry on.
We got them on the run. We got them on the run. We got them on the run. Come on, man. Charge. Charge. Blitz. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, church. Let's go. Onward, Christian soldiers. Let's go. Now's not the time to sit around and plod and hug each other and say we won. Let's go. Get on your freaking horse. Get your sword. Let's go. Now, hang on. Jared, can you play those crybabies now? That other video, emotions, the fruit of our public schools, the fruit of our public schools. I bet 85% of people college age and below vote. I bet 90% voted for Hillary. Look at this. Look at these fools, the damn fools. I'm not allowed to say damn. They're darn. They're dadgum fools. Boy, oh boy. You're right, Sarah. Makes me sick to watch him. Jared's getting it going here. Hang on here.
Hello, darkness, my friend. I've come to talk with you again.
And which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
Because a vision softly creeping.
Silly women laden with lust. Silly women.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our
yes!
This has to be a joke. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm literally about to fucking kill myself and I'm not kidding. You better fucking fix this shit right now. I literally am gonna die. I need an ambulance. I can't believe
that in her lifetime she deserves to be the first female president. That's what makes me so sad. And President Obama, Mr. Obama, I want to say thank you for everything you've done in these past years.
If you're not fucking pissed right now, what is wrong with you? What is fucking wrong with you if you're not pissed right now?
Left its seeds while
I women and men don't act like
and the vision that was planted in my brain.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
You make me laugh. God bless you.
Not my president! Not my president! Not my president! Not my president!
Still remain within the sound.
Bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, 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 bong.
I'm triggered.
They're under the spirit of divination and the spirit of Jezebel. The feminist spirit of Jezebel has been released all throughout our universities. You guys understand this? You understand this? You understand what's coming behind us? Do you understand that when a Christian man puts his children in a public school, from the time he does that, it is a constant indoctrination against everything that Christian man has taught his children? And do you understand that the devil then convinces Christian men to spend $35,000 a year to put them into institutions that create what we just saw? What we just saw. Dylan, I know Dylan Weaver. Dylan ain't acting like that. Where were the riots when Obama got elected twice? Where were they? Where was Van Jones when Obama got elected twice, reaching across the aisle, trying to make sure that Obama included us all? Where was it when Nancy Pelosi, 60 votes in the Senate, crammed Obamacare down our throat and she walked around with that big mouth? You remember that? Where were they being inclusive and diverse? Now, I want to ask you something. Can you tell me why? Why won't the church go for the juggler now? First 100 days. First 100 days, cram it down their throat. Sarah, does that sound very Christian? And am I sounding like a Christian? Or should I extend a olive leaf? Should I love them? Or should I cram it down their throat and set up a standard that my grandchildren are going to be able to live under? Go ahead, Sarah.
It sounds good to me. You know, I think a lot of the gentlemen in the pulpits, and I'm being nice, are cowards. They are there for the filthy lucre, and they like their jobs. As I told someone, they don't want to feed the sheep. They're on the commodity markets finding out how much they'll get for the sheep as lamb.
Well, I had somebody tell me this, sir, when I first got into the ministry. Oh, I hate to use that word. That sounded so professional. When I first started serving the Lord full time, my whole heart, my whole soul, my whole mind, I had a wise man tell me, he says, Coach, listen, I want to cause a little bit of heartache. I want to prevent a little bit of heartache for you. Understand this, Coach. But the men in the pulpit, they say they claim to care about souls, and they're after souls. But let me tell you something, Coach. They don't care about people. I never forgot that. I never forgot that. They care about souls, but not about people. They want to be able to put on the notches on their belt. Yep, there's another one. We had 50 walk the aisle. There's one. We had 50 walk the aisle again. There's another. Where are they today? It says go make disciples, not converts. Go make disciples. Where are the disciples? Who's discipling them, Pastor? Who's doing that? Some 16, 18-year-old kid in youth group? He's doing the discipling? Are you kidding me? Hey, Pastor, who's discipling the men? Oh, well, we have a breakfast. We have a pancake breakfast every 6 weeks. We talk about our feelings and getting in touch with our feelings. Yeah, but hey, Pastor, are you telling them? Are you telling the men that the schools are stealing the virtue out of their daughters? Are you telling them that, Pastor? Why, Coach, no, Coach, no. Well, no, that's the pond we fish in, Coach. We just go there, try to catch those fish. Really? Huh? Do you ever try to pull in those whales or those sharks out of there? You ever try to make it safe for the children to go in there? You ever do that? You ever go to your local school and demand it to be a little bit of Bible taught in this place? You ever done that, Pastor? Well, no, Coach, we're not allowed to do that. Like, you dumb. Just telling you the truth. We, rich, have got to become militant for the gospel.
Every church in the country, men's group, ought to study David and Goliath this weekend. The army of the living God did not come across the berm and chase the Philistines and destroy them until after David cut off the head of Goliath, gave him the courage chase them and end them. And that's where we're at today.
Amen. Amen. I couldn't agree more.
And see, where we're at is Goliath has been hit with a stone and is down. The head has not been cut off yet.
You're right, Larry. And see, we want to run up and lead Goliath to the Lord. I hear people saying, "Oh, Hillary's probably so depressed. Maybe we need to go give her the gospel." Well, go. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Go cast your pearl before swine. Or maybe she is. Maybe she is open to the gospel. Go ahead. But while she's doing that, I'm going to go out and I'm going to repair the wall. There's leaks in the wall. I'm going to go repair the wall. You want to go get that wicked witch? Go for it. God bless you. I ain't doing it. I'm going to rebuild the wall like old Nehemiah. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to make sure that Dillon Weaver's children have an America to live in. I'm going to make sure that children, when they leave the womb, that they're going to be educated in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And then when they get to be 18 and 19 years old, they can't wait to get married and have children. That'd be a good thing. Somebody do this for me. That'd be a good thing. That's what I want to do. I couldn't give a damn about Hillary Clinton. Couldn't care. You want to go get her saved? You go get her saved. I'm making this publicly. I couldn't give a rat's butt about her. She's been the most destructive force from any woman in the history of American politics. Maybe you can get her saved. I agree with the Lord, what the Lord would say about her. That's what I would say. Are we out of time already? Jeezy, criminy. Well, ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch. Wicked witch, baby. It's good. Let's move forward. Hey, guys, be bold, be strong. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift your voice like a trumpet. Let it be your goal today to make as many people as you possibly can uncomfortable with the truth. Let that be your goal. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make proof of your ministry. God's on the throne, baby, and he ain't coming back to wipe eyes and blow noses. He's coming back in judgment. God bless y'all. See you tomorrow.